Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A report today taking two paths. One, an update on a value-added ag entrepreneur success story. The other, a related artisan farmstead cheesemaker food safety course, coming up next week in Bowling Green. First, that ag entrepreneur is Kenny Mattingly of Kenny's Farmhouse Cheese in Barron County, and they are moving on up.
Yes, we are. We've grown quite a bit since we started 16 years ago, and the community of farmstead cheesemakers has grown nationally, and the FDA is monitoring our production methods and general manufacturing practices. So we're always looking for opportunities to improve, and this is a chance for, I think, our employees to get some official training in just food safety along the lines of cheesemaking.
Mattingly and his staff will attend that workshop sponsored by the Southeast Dairy Association next Wednesday, October 22nd, at WKU's Ag Expo Center. He says the buy local movement is important here, and so is their effort to stay top of the line safe in their production.
I think consumers in general feel good about knowing the producer, but they also want to know they're getting a safe product. And having a processing facility on a farm, you know, offers different challenges compared to one maybe in an urban area. So we have to be aware of those things and learn how to produce food safely in this environment.
We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got a GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Kenny's Farmhouse Cheeses can be found in outlets from Alaska to Florida and online at kennyscheese.com. They've come a long way in 16 years.
In 1998, we made 4,000 pounds of Gouda cheese. I was milking the cows, and my parents were making the cheese here in our small building that we built from trees off our farm. In 2014, we're producing about 120,000 pounds of cheese this year, I think, and employing 10 people.
Mattingly enjoys his version of direct-to-consumer marketing and takes seriously all of its aspects.
There's a lot of risk and rewards in value added. If it works, you get more for your raw product, and also you get some compliments, encouragement from the consumer. Plus, you're held a little more accountable that way, too, when you're face-to-face with the people you feed.
He encourages other artisan farmstead cheesemakers to check out next week's workshop online at dairyevents.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.